This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
More and more sports is business, and business is sports. Certainly at the big-time collegiate level, and then at the pro level, it's always been that way. And a loved sport in this country, NASCAR. I've been a fan for a long time. They were in a courtroom, and really the future of the sport was on the line in Charlotte, and one of the guys covering it, he works for The Athletic. His name is Jordan Bianchi, joins us on the line. A big day out of the blue, a settlement after well over a week of the teams and the Franz family butting heads. It didn't look good, Jordan.
No, it was ugly. I mean, there's just no way. Contentious, bloody. This was a knockdown, drag-out fight, and really this fight has been going on now for a little over a year since 2311 and Front Row. The two NASCAR teams sued the league and the league CEO and chairman Jim France. And over the past few months, there's been text messages and emails released as part of the discovery process. There was a lot of unflattery things that were said. There was a lot of things behind the curtain that were coming out in terms of financial records and that kind of thing. It's been ugly. It was bad. It could have gotten much, much worse. You said it yourself. But now they have a historic settlement, and they reached that today, and it's wild that it came together and how it did, but it ultimately needed to happen. You could argue that it happened way too late. It should have happened a long time ago, but they got it done, and it's a good thing for the sport, and now everybody can move forward.
Yeah, and Jordan, I think the judge came out during this and warned the parties, the teams that were suing NASCAR and NASCAR itself, which has been controlled by the France family since the beginning, that no one's going to win in this deal. And Do you think that was maybe the turning point where they finally met in the courtroom and once again all this laundry was being aired for the world to see, and they finally realized, probably the France family more than anybody else, this is not going to be good?
Yeah, I think that is a very good way to summarize kind of everything, is that the France family for 77 years has kind of ran sport a very certain way, however they want to run it. Sometimes it's been very heavy-handed, sometimes it's been benevolent, but they have been in charge. It's always been their sandbox, and that was being challenged for the first time to this degree, and there was a very, very real chance if this thing went the distance, they were going to lose some control, if not a lot of control. And they weren't going to have a say in how that was going to work. and that would have been catastrophic, potentially, depending on what could happen. Could have maybe been good, too, to some degree, but just don't know. And it could have been bad, though, and it would have been very different. And you get to a point in this trial, and it became very clear that this NASCAR wasn't going to prevail. Maybe if they get lucky, you get like one juror and they hang the jury or something, right? But the reality is, the situation being what it was, NASCAR was in a world of hurt. There wasn't some magic piece of evidence that was going to come out and really kind of flip this. They needed to make a settlement, and they did, because if this would have continued, had this gone to a jury, had they lost, who knows where this would have ended up.
Michael Jordan had to be a huge factor. One of the team owners that was suing NASCAR, that had to be a game changer in all of this. If it was just, you know, John Doe and Joe Blow, sure, team owners, and, you know, we were wronged and we're losing money, nobody cares. All of a sudden, you get one of the greatest athletes in any sport of all time. Part of this deal, that's a game changer.
It is. I mean, all these circumstances came together, right? And to your point, yeah, and I agree with you, it takes a kind of one person. Listen, there are other team owners in the garage who've got billions of dollars. There are a lot of those. And any one of them at any point could have stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to pay for it, and we're going to go.
Rick Hendrick, Joe Gibbs.
100%. Roger Penske, Gene Haas.
Penske. You know,
listen, there's a lot of billionaires in that garage, a lot of billionaires. Any one of them could have stepped up at any point over however number of years and could have said, hey, we're going to fight this. We're going to do this. What's right here? And they didn't. So they've got their own reasons, and that's fine. Yeah. But MJ chose to, and he deserves credit for that. Like, that's a big thing. And he is, you know, I think the one thing that I think – maybe, I don't want to say worked in his favor, but I think makes him different from a lot of the other owners in the garage, is that the NASCAR garage is a very friendly place. A lot of these people, owners, drivers, whomever, have been around each other for years and years and years. Some of the car owners, some of the four or five biggest team owners, are some of Jim France's best friends, closest friends. And, you know, I don't know if you go to war, per se, against one of your close friends that is going to be an ugly, drag-out, knockdown fight. Michael Jordan didn't have those ties. You know, he's been in the sport for 5 years. He's very, very respectful of the leadership. He loves the sport. He respects, yes, everything that it is, but he doesn't have those generational ties to the France family of, hey, these are my close friends, that kind of thing. I think that's a factor, that he's an outsider per se, or a relatively new insider, however you want to look at it. Was a huge turning point in this, because like I said, it could have been someone else, but it wasn't. It was him that made that choice, and he deserves credit for that.
Yeah, billionaire in his own right, terrific, mm-hmm, businessman in his own right, and hyper-competitive as well.
That too.
You know, and we learned that throughout his career in hoops or baseball or whatever. I mean, that's been very well documented. So that had to be a big factor in all of this. And boom, they settle. You've been covering this day in, day out. How shocked were you?
I was pretty shocked in the moment. This just came out of left field. I mean, I walked in the courtroom today, and it was just kind of like another day of court, right? Here we go. And you could tell immediately that things were different. And there was a different atmosphere, and you could just tell, and you could look around the room and see the attorneys for both sides conferencing, and they were discussing things, and they were kind of going back and forth, and you quickly very realize that there's something going on here. And then you kind of do some digging, and you do some checking, and you realize, oh, okay. And so, yeah, at the moment, it was a real big surprise. Stepping back now, you know, hours removed from this, almost 12 hours from when I walked into the courtroom, not totally surprised. I maybe should have saw this coming to some degree, is because, you know, yesterday the plaintiffs rested their case. And the defense immediately started their proceedings, and there was like no break, what there usually is. So last night was really the first time where the defense got to sit back and look at and say, okay, where do things stand as we're halfway through this, you know, this trial? we've seen every piece of evidence now that the plaintiffs have, you know, have and are going to use. What is the assessment here? And obviously, as we said, like, the assessment was pretty clear where this was going directionally. And so I think in taking that into account now, I think we maybe should have probably looked at the tea leaves a little bit and said, okay, there might be something going on Thursday, but you just never know how these things go.
Yeah. Amazing. Jordan Bianchi joining us, covers NASCAR for The Athletic and has been very generous with his time. And I know long days, very busy. you and your colleagues at The Athletic covering this thing. And Jordan, the timing is good. And ultimately, what was agreed to, because, you know, I read your story and it said, hey, you know, these charters or franchise agreements, it seems as though the plaintiffs in this case got what they wanted. The Franz family maintains control, and they're all kind of saying the right thing. All right, let's get ready, enjoy the holidays, and come out of this. And the countdown to Speed Weeks begins at Daytona. I mean, it's quickly turned to get back to, hey, you know, we want to race, and we don't want to alienate the fans.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, there's some work to do by NASCAR. I mean, this black cloud of this lawsuit of, you know, Michael Jordan suing NASCAR, and why is NASCAR fighting Michael Jordan, and are they going to force him out of the sport? That's been hanging over the sport now for 14 months, and it's just been unnecessary. And so now you got to figure out how to move forward from that. You know, what the teams got was, you know, this was a deal that they've been asking for this for a while. And but at the end of the day, the teams do have the charters, which is really, they have permanent charters, which is incredibly valuable for them. It gives them security. It should help grow the sport in a big way. And so you would think now that this is all kind of put to bed, so to speak, the talk about how, you know, what you can do now that this, if the teams get permanent charters, what can this sport do? What growth can they have? Well, they've got them now. And so now let's see where this sport goes. But there's definitely going to be a little bit of work to do to kind of overcome the ugliness, if you will, of the past, you know, like I said, 14 months.
Yeah. And one of the principals in all of this, and he testified early, was Denny Hamlin. There was a lot of controversy at the end of the season and the championship race in Phoenix. And was Denny Hamlin wrong? And he was considering stepping away. Is there any conclusion to that? Is he going to be back? You know, a big name veteran driver. Yep. What's going on with Denny?
Denny's back. Denny isn't going anywhere. He's going to be racing next year. He has said that, and he will be back going for his first ever championship. And he's, you know, three-time Daytona 500 winner, and that's the first race of the year. And he'll be going for number four. And it's, you know, it's quite the dynamic for him. Like, I mean, you could make, you know, this is a guy who said won three Daytona 500s. He's, you know, one of the top 10 winningest drivers in NASCAR history. But you could make a really good case this was the biggest win of his career happened today.
Yeah. And then, you know, we kind of get into a lull, if you will, and a little bit of downtime. You probably want to take a break from it all. It's a long year.
It's a long season. Starts in February, goes until mid-November, and this is the time of the year where I'm usually at somewhere nice, enjoying warm weather and a little bit of downtime, and I've been inside a courtroom for the last 9 days, so I'm a little ready for a break, but you know what? It's good. It's good to have this over with. It is a historic thing, and I know the trial, there was a lot of things that came out that just, it's hard to move past and hard to think past, but at the end of the day, this is a good deal for everybody. It really is. And like you said, the France family does maintain control. They've done a really good job of shepherding the sport for 77 years. There is belief now that they can continue to do it in a positive way, and it's going to be interesting, and a little bit of excitement of where this goes next.
Yeah, and you know, in general, attendance has been good. Television ratings have been good, in spite of, in my opinion, having a hard time in the summer months finding the race. Where is it this week? But I think all sports are going through that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it seems like that in every sport. Like, you tell me where an NBA game is now, I'm having a hard time. Like, I mean, it's, but every sport, like, you know, I love hockey, it's the same thing. It's, you know, it's the the world we live in, thank goodness there's Google, because I don't know what people do without Google, because I do it all the time. But it is, it's part of it. And NASCAR needs to do a better job of getting itself out there. They've done a really good job of kind of reshaping its image, reshaping itself a little bit, new exciting tracks, car, that kind of thing. There's still more work to be done. And now that this thing is really over with, the work, that stuff can really take center stage, which is important because that needs to happen. And this sport, there's a lot of potential for this sport that it feels like it's unrealized right now. Hopefully that unrealized potential becomes actual potential.
Yeah. Well, get somewhere warm, get some downtime, Jordan. You do a phenomenal job. And
thanks, Steve.
Boy, you've paid your dues. I've said this before and climbed the ladder, and boy, you've worked hard for it.
Steve, I can't thank you enough for the kind words and the support over the years, and it's always great talking to you, and love my home state, miss it, and have a great holiday season.
Yeah, and like I say, high is around zero, well below zero over the weekend. You probably don't want to book a flight.
Yeah, I don't miss that. I got to be honest with you. I don't miss that part of the Minnesota.
All right, Jordan. Well, great work, and we invite people to check out your work and your coverage of the trial and the settlement in The Athletic. Thanks.
Thanks much, Steve. Bye.
There he is, Jordan Bianchi, joining us. Put in some long hours covering that trial and that settlement out of the blue. So they shake hands, they move on, and the countdown to the Daytona 500. By the way, I've never been to the 500. One of these years, though, I'm going to get down to Florida, check it out. It is 7:20 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake tonight. And, oh, by the way, we have bite of the night. We got a dandy, as always, Chris Tubbs. I'll lay that on us in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Time for Bite of the Night, where we play the most interesting and intriguing soundbite of the day. And then hear Henry and Chris react to it. Bite of the Night on The Late Show.
Quick follow-up to our chat with Jordan Bianchi before we get to Bite of the Night. And that is NASCAR and the two organizations suing it, Front Row Motorsports and the Michael Jordan-owned 23 Racing, reached a settlement agreement on Thursday, ending the antitrust case, basically saying that NASCAR was operating as a monopoly in trying to elbow Jordan's organization and Front Row Motorsports out of the way. And what they ultimately fought for and got in the settlement was the fact that now Front Row Motorsports and Michael Jordan's organization have what amounts to be a franchise in NASCAR. Maybe familiar with Gibbs Racing or Hendrick Motorsports or Penske. And they all have franchises now that are locked in and guaranteed spots in races week to week. It gives them some guarantees and security, and that's what they were fighting for. Where the France family, who's controlled NASCAR since the very beginning, as Jordan, over 75 years, have said, no. We control it, and if we don't want you around, you're not around. And they said, we have way too much money invested. That's the crux of it. All right, let's get on to Bite of the Night. Chris, what do you got?
Well, I don't know if you've heard the news, but apparently there's a 44-year-old quarterback that has come back to the NFL. And it is not the on-again, 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 on and off. You know what? Screw it. It's Philip Rivers. And he talked to the media today because he was signed by the Indianapolis Colts after he spent 1 year in Indy in 2020. And decided that, you know, Daniel Jones going down with the Achilles injury. Apparently Riley Leonard is not the guy that, you know, they are going to go to. Philip Rivers, he got reintroduced and, you know, he was asked some pretty tough questions today during his reintroduction press conference.
What is your plan? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the plane weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there, and it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So
there you go.
I love it.
It's not Wally Carbo asking Ivan Putski how much are you weigh, yeah. But that is Philip Rivers, somebody asking you, what is your playing weight? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know how much I weigh.
This is unbelievable and shows, you know, how few humans are capable of playing quarterback at a reasonably high level in the NFL. When you're getting a 44-year-old father of 10 who hasn't played in how many years? And you're saying...
Four? Five? No, he retired after 2020. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, you're bringing this guy in. I mean, I would assume he's been working out, you know, and...
Well, he's got 10 kids. He's been doing something.
Yeah, he's been busy.
Cardio machine.
Yeah, and probably staying in great shape, you know, even though he doesn't know his weight at the moment right now. And I'm sure he still knows how to read a defense and throw the football around a little bit. But it is amazing to me how long it's been. I mean, he's been out of the game for a while. And I'm not saying the game has changed a lot, but it's a really interesting move that there's no one else available that they felt like could do a better job shepherding this team forward than a guy who hasn't played in a while.
Well,
he's 44.
Yeah, what I find amazing, though, is, like, you know, he was with that team for 1 year in 2020, And based on that 1 year, 4.5 to 5 years later, they called him back. Like, I know NFL defenses and offense, like, everything is super complex. I've seen some of the plays, and you're like, I can't remember that. To be able to say, you know what, we're going to call this guy who's got 1 year instead of just some guy who has been playing, that is really, really remarkable. And, oh, by the way, later on in the show with Word on the Street, I've actually got a little bit of an offset of that. So a little bit of a teaser coming up in a little less than an hour.
Yeah, and they still have a good chance to get to the postseason. It will be amazing to me. This is the ultimate comeback player of the year. To be removed, and at 44, to come back. And if the Colts are able to finish and get in the AFC playoffs, and like I say, they have a reasonable shot. They're only a game out in the division. That would be something else. I just hope the guy doesn't get hurt.
He doesn't. I mean, I don't think he's got any ACLs. So, I mean, pretty much he's... I mean, it's a good offensive line, so at least he's going to be protected. For once in his life, he's going to have protection. Let me say that.
Wow.
You like that?
Wow. 7:30.
I'm not wrong.
We'll come back, and we'll talk more NFL. There's a lot of storylines. We will get back to Phillip Rivers. We'll talk Vikes. Joe Burrow raised some eyebrows. The Bengals, they're done. He got hurt early, finally came back, and now sounds like he wants out. We'll get into all of that coming up following the weather here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake. He was in earlier. Chris Tubbs alongside. Chris, let's talk NFL.
All right, let's do it. I mean, you can never talk too much football, right?
Oh, hey, I'm ready. Even though I had a dreadful fantasy football season, worst of my career. Horrible.
Well, thank you for helping to catapult me to the number one seed, by the way. Thank you.
I was brutal. But you know what? When Saquon Barkley had the year he had, you knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. You know.
Yeah.
Philadelphia overall has been kind of a stinker. But let's get into it. So the Vikings, I don't know if you heard, they got a young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. He's had some good, you know, take the good, you take the bad. Take them both. There you have, you know, the fact that it's J.J. McCarthy. Are you team win with J.J. right now, or are you team tank for the rest of the season?
No, you can't tank. If he plays well, great. I wouldn't say it was a social media battle with a couple of people. The wins at this point are moot. I don't think you can worry about draft position. The job is for J.J. McCarthy to get better and figure it out, so when you get to the end of the season, you know you have someone that you can go into 2026 and say, he's our guy. I still think you need to go out and get a veteran that's going to challenge McCarthy. You just can't, if he plays reasonably well, anoint him the number one. I don't think he can do it, but he needs to be better. And if that comes with some wins, so be it.
Yeah, I would like to install some confidence in J.J. to the point that, you know, let's let him feel good about the ability and, you know, and that this team could win with him. You know, to me, that's more important. If you're trying to have a young quarterback, give him some confidence in the fact that he could win. So,
well, and beyond that, Justin Jefferson, if those two can get on the same page and he can start getting him the ball, then your number one wide receiver and one of the best in the game, you know, can go into 26 saying, hey, you know, we got a shot. I think Jordan Addison's going to be gone anyway. But I think McCarthy and Jefferson getting on the same page and McCarthy improving is huge.
Well,
win or lose.
Well, if they move on, there could be a veteran quarterback that could be out there for the taking. Could it be Joe Mania? In purple, we're going to have a number nine. Get your nine purple jerseys. Put out McCarthy. He's old news. He's over. He's done. He's washed. Is Joey Football coming to Minnesota? I say that because Joe Burrow made headlines this week when he met with the media in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow openly questioned how much fun he was having playing football. Said, quote, if I want to keep doing this, then I have to have fun doing it. I've been through a lot. If it's not fun, what am I doing? But the real question is, people are thinking, oh, my God, is this the next Andrew Luck? I mean, what are you thinking about Joe Burrow's comments?
He's taking a beating in Cincinnati.
And I'm kidding, by the way, about Joe Burrow coming to Minnesota. That's just, it's nonsense, so we can just stop that.
Went to healthy top five talent. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's taking a beating in Cincinnati. Their ownership is notoriously terrible, the Brown family. Some numbers say the 28th ranked D offensive line in pro football. Mm-hmm. There's only 32 teams. He gets hit all the time. No wonder he's injured. He is a great talent. And we talked about it earlier with Phillip Rivers and the bite of the night. Here's a guy at 44 coming back because the Colts need someone. What Joe Burrow said, in my opinion, is, he wants out. He's saying, I'm not really having fun, and so on and so forth. And the Bengals, they could get a ton for him. And there are a lot of teams that would love to have Joe Burrow. Wow.
Well, I mean, there's a connection. You can go from a former LSU wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase to another former LSU wide receiver that's playing in here. I'm just saying.
Well, and it turns into, what would you be willing to do? Number one, the Bengals would certainly want J.J. McCarthy in return and a lot more to give up Joe Burrow. And any team that does it, you know, is going to have to give up a ton. it's more than one number one and players that can play. I just believe Joe Burrow was saying, I want out. That's what it said to me.
Yeah, very interesting to keep an eye on it. But, yeah. If there's at all any sort of ability that Joe Burrow may be available, oh, yeah, everybody's going to be – I mean, the Sharks are going to be circling Cincinnati, no question.
Yeah, how many teams in this league would love to have a shot at Joe Burrow right now? He's still got some tread on the tire. He's not an old quarterback.
No, not at all.
He is a tremendous talent. Very intriguing. But I think he opened the door that I want out.
Yeah. All right, let's continue to get to, shall we say, the quarterback. Is there a changing of the guard in the NFL? Because you got Patrick Mahomes that could miss the playoffs for the first time in his career. Lamar Jackson is not playing well. You've got so many young quarterbacks in the league. Are we starting to see a turning of the page, so to speak? Changing of the guard?
I don't think so. I think in Kansas City they went into the year. Travis Kelce hung on a year too long. I think Kansas City needs to refresh. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is done. I don't think Lamar Jackson is done. I don't think Josh Allen is done. I think those teams have flaws. And it comes with the territory when you're committing a huge chunk of your cap to the quarterback. Cincinnati's a different situation. The owners are cheap. The Bengals have always been mismanaged in some way, shape, or form. But I still think it is a function. When you're committing a huge chunk to one guy, it makes it difficult to build an O-line, a receiver core, a running game, and then beyond that have a defense. Cincinnati, I mean, one of their Achilles heels, they couldn't stop anybody. What was that, a year ago? They were dreadful.
Yeah, they couldn't stop anybody. And they're still, like, their offensive line for the last 3 years has not been good. Their defense for the past 3 years has not been good. A couple more things I want to get to here. We've got the Chiefs are essentially at a do or die. They have to win out. But here's my question. Will the Chiefs officially be eliminated with a loss this week to the Los Angeles Chargers?
Yeah, and maybe it's a good thing. They've been flying so high. They had the beatdown in the Super Bowl. I think it's time for Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes and company, take a step back and say, what do we need to do? Travis Kelce retires, set to marry a billionaire, he'll be fine. I think she's a billionaire at this point.
Well, apparently Travis Kelce made Taylor Swift famous. That's what I've been hearing. So she was a nobody before she started dating an NFL player, by the way.
It's time. The Patriots didn't win Super Bowls every year with Brady. They won a lot. Once again, I'm not ready to give up. It's just not their. They need to retool. They need to miss the playoffs. They need to restock. Mahomes is still a great talent. Still has plenty of good football in front of him.
And last question here for you, Steve. You got the New England Patriots, your Patriots,
yeah,
against the Buffalo Bills. Patriots are 11-2. They've got a 10-game winning streak. The Bills are 9-4. Here is my question. Who you got this weekend? This is a chance for the Bills. Gain a game in the standings on the Patriots. But do you have the Bills or the Patriots? Because this could be one of the best games of the weekend.
Yeah, it is a great game. You know, I really like Drake May and what he brings to the table. But he's still a young quarterback. And you get into December and you get into the playoffs. I mean, they're clearly going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be in the AFC playoffs. And Buffalo's been weird. They've looked really bad at times this year. I'm not particularly thrilled with the head coach. Love Josh Allen. What a gamer. What he can do with his feet and his arm. I like the Bills to win on the road. I really do. I think it's that time of year where the Bills are going to step up. They're going to beat the Patriots in Foxborough.
Yeah, I think so, too. Patriots, I mean, they beat them in, week one, thanks to, three turnovers. But I feel like you know, late season Josh Allen is kind of like playoff Mahomes. It's just a different beast.
Yeah, and he's just so good on the run and really can punish defenses. And at some point, the bubble has to burst a little bit for May. He can't be this good all year.
Well, we will wait and see. So there we go.
All right, we got to run. Headlines coming up here on the Lake Show. Steve and Chris. Henry has the night off. He was in earlier today. And by the way, all our shows available in podcast form at WCCRadio.com, starting with the morning news. Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Drive Time, and then, of course, the Lake Show. And all our great weekend programming here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Now on the Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
It is time to jump into those headlines. Without further ado, here's Chris Tubbs.
All right, Steve, let's get into it. A story coming out of Nisswa. Less than a year after Jennifer Carnahan took over as the mayor, Tourist City in northern Minnesota is embroiled in controversy with at least one council member calling for her resignation. Now, she was pushed out of her position as chair of the Republican Party in 2021. She didn't attend a special meeting called last night to discuss her conduct, but more than 40 residents filled the room in the morning after a snowstorm dumped 8 inches in the area. This was four council members say they were hoping that Carnahan would have been there so they could find a better path forward. The city, in the midst of dysfunction, has been a revolving door of staff leaving, and the city is now without an administrator or a clerk. This coming after months of tension, infighting, and accusations of Carnahan creating a toxic workplace, which the Minnesota Republican Party also accused her of. That led up to the meeting. Some longtime staffers have resigned since Carnahan took office, and two interim city administrators stayed several weeks before resigning.
She's mayor, so I would assume was elected by the people of Nisswa. Maybe do a recall. I don't know if that, in the city charter, you can do that, but wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it really doesn't. Hey, I'm going to go down to the business here, because there's certainly some irony in one of the questions most commonly posed to Alexa. It's like, what does AI mean? Now, Amazon's artificial intelligent assistant has become a regular feature in 21st century homes, used for tasks like music, setting up timers, weather, yada, yada, yada. Capability goes through just about everything. Alexa's most asked questions were, how long do I poach an egg, and what's the diameter of the earth? Celebrities, Cristiano Ronaldo, Taylor Swift, and Elon Musk. And I'm sure that is exactly what you ask your Alexa for when, you know, at the Thompson household.
Yeah, you know, Alexa, what we do is kind of play a game with the weather in places we've been or we'd like to be. It's kind of like, Alexa, what's the weather in Palm Springs today?
See, you're just, oh. God, you are a glutton for punishment, man. Hey, what is
Care
the temperature in Honolulu?
Yeah, former Care 11 anchor Paul Majors lives out there, and he kind of rubs it in this time of year. Yeah, today it's going to be sunny and 80. So
yeah, that must suck.
Yeah, what a bummer.
I know, right? Hey, finally, we'll end on this. The state of Jason Bateman's relationship with his sister Justine has stirred speculation over the years, thanks to their differing politics and how he shared a tiny bit of insight. Now, in a recent interview, he talked about why and his sister don't see each other that much. Is it because of politics? Because she's a Trump supporter and he's been an outspoken Trump critic. They started out as child actors. She was on Family Ties as Mallory Keaton. He was on Little House to the Prairie. But it's not the first time that they've talked about each other. And he's said, you know, you don't have to be blood. Quote, you're not handcuffed because of the blood. You've got to earn it. And I think that's a that's a pretty good way to say it, but the Batemans are both very, very talented.
Yeah, it is a shame that politics, you know, can do that to families, really. And I suppose being child stars complicates things. The money, the fame, etc. I bet it's really complicated. I'm glad I don't have to worry about stuff like that. All right, we got to run. We have all the news, all the weather coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Steve Thompson, Chris Tubbs. We have the news and weather at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.